Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get to the other abomination of a New York football team. An abomination that really has continued now for the last couple of years. And I'm not breaking any ground by saying this, because the New York Giants, here's reality. Since the start of the 2017 season, they have been the worst team in the NFL. Let that sink in for a minute. Look around the league. Think about the rosters. Think about the performance. There has not been a team, record-wise, worse than the New York football Giants. That is why anybody who is surprised about what they saw Sunday out at MetLife Stadium and what they've seen over the last few weeks is really not in touch with reality when it comes to what this roster, what this coaching staff, what this front office has done now over the last 2 years. They have been a poorly run organization. They have not made the right roster moves. They have been poorly coached. They have made head-scratching decisions. You name it. And on Sunday, losing 31-13 to the Green Bay Packers. And this is where Pat Shurmur drives you nuts. I mean, he drives you nuts for 10 million reasons. Pat Shurmur after the game, and he's not necessarily lying and telling you fake news by saying, well, the game was competitive early in the fourth quarter. Well, hold on a second. I can find you every coach in the league that could go up to that podium and say, you know what? In the third quarter, in the early portion of the fourth quarter, hey, the game was close. This was not a minute left in the game. This was not a situation where there's 5 minutes left in the game. This was a one-score game, basically a minute in the fourth quarter, where Green Bay and their offense were humming early, making plays in the snow. Oh, by the way, it sounded like it was a Green Bay Packer home game out at MetLife Stadium. And I don't blame any of you Giant fans who decided, you know what? My fridge with cold beer, or my delivery guy for pizza, or my hot cocoa and my sweatpants and my setup on the couch is a heck of a lot better than being out at MetLife Stadium. I can't blame you, because I'm looking outside the window of my apartment as I see the freezing rain, then it turns to snow, whatever the hell it was outside. You're sitting out in those conditions in December for a team now that has lost, what, 8 consecutive games? You're a trooper. I tip my cap to you. God bless you. Couldn't pay me to be out there. And that includes me being a Packer fan. I don't think I'd be out there for a regular season game. Because football, look, better experience at home. Besides the point. That game was 17-13 Green Bay for a hot second in the fourth quarter. And the biggest play of the game, of course, third and goal from the 17-yard line. Aaron Rodgers makes it look easy, finding Davante Adams for a touchdown. And that was the story of the game. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, who was awful a week ago against the Niners, you just knew, against the lack of talent that is across the board on that Giant defense, he was absolutely going to pick them apart. And the lapses in coverage, you could see them all over the field. You saw him on that deep touchdown where Bethe was nowhere to be found. And you understand Janoris Jenkins' complaint. I certainly do. He's tough to take at times, but he's supposed to be the best corner on the team. I would agree 1,000%. Why isn't he matching up with Davante Adams one-on-one for a good majority of the game? But you have guys now questioning authority. You have guys questioning what's going on with the play in the organization when you continue to lose. Rats are jumping off the ship. Stunning. That's what happened with Ben McAdoo, and we're seeing it now with Pat Shurmur. And after the game, all you get from Pat Shurmur, the same old sad losing excuses. Nobody wants to hear excuse making in the National Football League. You either win or you lose. That's it. It's really that simple. Pat Shurmur has the look and the feel of a dead coach walking. You could sense it in his post-game presser. And Shurmur ticks the fans off with statements about being competitive in the game when they know in the fourth quarter the game was totally out of reach. And then he tells you about Daniel Jones, who was not great by any means on Sunday, throwing three interceptions. Well, at least he didn't fumble the football. I mean, are we serious? We're going to be applauding now interceptions as opposed to fumbles? I mean, get serious, coach. You're better than that. This franchise should be better than that. They're a punchline right now. And when you got teams that are as bad as some of the teams around the league, find ways to win. When I see the Washington Redskins going into Carolina and winning outright with an interim head coach, when I see the Miami Dolphins, who basically stripped their entire team of talent, take down the Philadelphia Eagles outright, and they now have three wins on the year. Washington has three wins on the year. Tell me that's a good look for Pat Shurmur? No chance. If you're a Giant fan who honestly believes this franchise is in, quote-unquote, good hands, and that this head coach deserves another opportunity to coach in 2020, I mean, how delusional can you be? I don't care what the Giants give you over the final, what, four games of this year. It does not matter to me. They need to make a coaching change. Now, some would argue they should clean house across the board. They're not going to do that. You could easily argue that. I wouldn't have a problem with it. The Giants are not cleaning house across the board. They're going to scapegoat Pat Shurmur for this team stinking up the joint. I don't know how they're going to sell their fans on the idea of bringing him back for another year. That's going to be really tough to do. But the futility, the losing, the excuses, they continue. Not the least bit surprised the Giants go and lose this game on Sunday. Could there be some sense of accountability after the game? Not coulda, shoulda, woulda. Give me a break.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.